AJ McCarron, welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, man.
What's up, guys?
We're ready. We're ready, man. And I sent you a text a couple of minutes ago, 35 minutes before we started the program. We're already got calls lined up, so I'm not going to wait those guys wait any longer. But I do want to work in a couple of questions here about Ole Miss. Just your analysis of the defeat from Ole Miss playing Alabama this weekend.
It was when we talked about last week. I felt like it was going to be a tough place to play if they didn't jump out and get to the lead early. If they let Ole Miss hang around, Oxford is a tough place to play, and that crowd. I mean, it was the first time game day has ever been there. Probably first time they've been ranked in the top 10 in a long time. They had. The stars were lined up for them, so they had a lot of momentum. And you need to go in there as the away team and take the air out of the stadium quick. And we didn't do that and ended up, falling short. But it's just one of those games, some of the mistakes, it's just sometimes that's how the ball rolls. And then some of the mistakes also, it's just bad play by some of the guys and plays they wish they could have back, but that's part of football.
No doubt. As a quarterback, your evaluation of Bo Wallace on the offensive side of the football, he played much better than we anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, Bo didn't, make any fantastic play or plays that would just make you go, wow, but he took care of the football, and that's been one of Bo's, negatives throughout his career is not taking care of the football, and it's cost them probably in the past when they've had a better team overall with all the receivers that they've had in the past with Moncrief. If he takes care of the ball in the past, they're probably, a better team in the end those seasons. But he took care of the football and did what he had to do, and, he played a very good and sound game, and it was just a little too much for us to handle.
You said this in the opening comment as the questions. This will be my final question. We'll start lining it. Well, we've already got a busy telephone line, so I'll give out the number 205-342-9904, but it will be a couple of minutes because we are jam-packed on phone calls, and we'll take as many as we possibly can here. But you said that Alabama did not deliver that sort of knockout punch, and as you go back, you almost gave Ole Miss confidence because – they probably had some doubts that they could not play with Alabama, but as the game progressed, you could see that team was really capitalizing on the momentum that Alabama was giving them, and then they believed in the fourth quarter. You even saw an energized football team on the other side.
Right, exactly, and that's what when I say was going there and take the air out quick. It's kind of like last year when we went to Texas A&M and we fell down, and they had all the momentum. But we kept having long drives. Even if we didn't score the first two drives, we took care of the ball, and we drove down the field to change field position. And eventually we worked our way back and, pulled away big time. And I think, in the end, we tried to run the ball a little too much, and they caught up and with that offense they had. And so it's the same type scenario with Ole Miss. They have an explosive offense. And we never delivered that knockout punch and got up on them. And anytime you do that on the road in the SEC, you can't let the crowd stay in the game. That's the way you kill them, is big, big explosive plays and beating them on third down. You beat a team on third down, fans quit cheering. It just takes the air out of the stadium, and we weren't able to do that.
AJ, let's take some phone calls. We'll start out with phone calls right now, 205-342-9904. Olivia, you're up first for AJ McCarron. Good evening. You're in the game.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hi, AJ McCarron. I love you so much. But
thank you, Olivia.
I'm a huge Bengals fan, and I told everybody as soon as the draft started that you were going to go to the Bengals, and nobody believed me. But I was so happy. Like, I cried when you got drafted by the Bengals. Where do you see yourself when the roster has to be finalized?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. The roster for the NFL has already been finalized. After this next week, I'll be back practicing with the team and going through everything. And the organization has 3 weeks to decide during those 3 weeks if they're going to activate me or put me on the IR. And, hopefully I'll be active and go from there. But, I'm glad I'm part of the Cincinnati Bengals. It's an unbelievable organization, Mr. Brown. I mean, everybody from top to bottom, really good people, and I'm glad I'm here, and we're, good season so far, good start to it, and hopefully we can keep it up, and hooday.
Hey, Jay, how do you feel as far as your shoulder?
I feel great. I'm ready to go. I really do. I feel good. I work out big time before every game and wherever we're playing. I throw a bunch of balls a week, so I feel great, and I'm really just ready to get back out there and start playing football again.
Let's go back to the telephones. Matt, good evening. You're in the game with AJ McCarron. Okay, I wasn't able to hear Matt. I think he may have dropped off. Let's go right back to the next caller.
Can you hear me, Ryan?
We can. Go ahead with your question for AJ McCarron.
AJ, here's a question about Bama and that. I'm still looking, just like I've been telling Ryan the last couple of times I talked to him, I'm looking for that second and third option in the passing game because I'm seeing a lot of Amari Cooper and only Amari Cooper being thrown to. Who are those options in your mind?
That's a really good observation. And I think that's one of the problems that they're running into. I understand Coop's an unbelievable player. He was that for us when I was there. But when you target somebody so much, and I think that's one of the best things we did while I was there is we spread the ball around to everybody. I mean, I think in numerous games, and Ryan will be able to tell you because he's the stat guy, but numerous games where, we had almost everybody on offense catch the ball that is eligible to catch the ball. Teams can never really, pinpoint and play their defense to cover Coop. And I think that's one of the things they're struggling with right now. I don't know if that's play calling. I don't know if that's reads. And you do have to get the ball, Coop, because he's the best playmaker out there. But I think with D. White probably, I think he's a little banged up battling injuries. It hurts. I tell you one person that I thought I would see a little bit more out there making plays and the offense going a little more towards him is Christian Jones. He was a huge playmaker for us while I was there. I looked for him all the time. If I saw anybody one-on-one with Christian, I'm going to him. And he's an excellent route runner. He's got good hands. I think right now just this last game, I didn't see a whole lot of talent and spreading the ball around the field. I think they were keying on Coop a little too much, and I think in the end it hurt them. And I don't know if that's, Lane doing that or if Coach Saban kind of, put the handcuffs on Lane like I've known Coach do in the past and on his offense coordinator and kind of, we're going to be very bland and run this play and do this, and then we'll, throw it on third down if we have to. So it's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back against Arkansas this week and what type of offense comes out this week.
Thank you, AJ. It's always a good pleasure talking to you. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great evening. Let's go right back to telephones. McKinley, you're in the game with AJ McCarron. Good evening.
Yes.
Hey, McKinley.
Yes.
You have a question for AJ?
Yes. What's his biggest accomplishment at Alabama, like playing football and stuff?
AJ, she actually said the biggest accomplishment at Alabama. What do you consider your biggest accomplishment?
I think number one on my list is being able to play with my brother. I know winning's a lot, and that's what we play the game for is to win, but me personally, my family comes first, and being able to play with my brother and complete a pass, I don't know how many brother-to-brother completions there have been in NCAA history, but I guarantee we're probably one of the few. So that was definitely one of my greatest accomplishments, being able to play with him and share those moments and, you know, share a national championship with him and my last moment as a part of the Crimson Tide in our last game. So that's probably my best accomplishment, I think.
Well, that throw that you threw to your brother, I'll never forget it. I said, wow, AJ doesn't discriminate against you know, getting in somebody's ear, because you wanted him to turn the football up a little bit as far as turning up the field. And I remember that. I mean, I could almost go back and replay that moment, because I was like, wow, he jumped his brother just like he would any other player.
Exactly right. I told him he should have got north a little bit sooner and not tried to run over that little corner, knowing that corner is going to go for his leg. So, yeah, he definitely, you know, heard about it right after the play, and then probably a little more when we got home later that night.
I can only imagine what it's really like to be AJ's brother and obviously follow in those footsteps. Let's go right back to the telephone. Red, you're inside the game here with AJ McCarron. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, AJ. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, we're 98 days away from picking up number 16 in Dallas, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, AJ, with you being the quarterback and making the call in the huddle or at the line there with the snap count, in your opinion, why do you feel like we are having so many procedure calls? I mean, to me, you know, the offense is like a poker game. You got an ace in a hole. Nobody knows it but you. I can't understand why we keep having these procedure penalties.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. It, you know, I think one of the things that this team is lacking that hurts them the most is, you know, not having the true leaders like we had last year. And guys that can, when things go bad, hey, let's calm everybody down and pick it back up and go back north and get back on the right track. I feel like when things start going bad, this team struggles a little with, you know, bouncing back and making good plays. And, you know, when communication isn't the best and at what it should be at the line of scrimmage, you know, people are antsy, especially the offensive line. If you're not changing up the snap count, and everybody's not keyed in to that snap count, the defense starts keying in on, all right, well, this guy's been going on one the whole time. I'm going to jump the count. So they start, well, then that makes, you know, the O-line a little more antsy, and then they start jumping the count, and then it causes false starts like it was this past Saturday. So I think that's what they need to get back to is the basics. In practice, I mean, I used to switch up the snap count all the time in practice, just so our guys, you know, wouldn't just be set on, all right, going on one this time. I would go up there, hey, first down, I made the first down, and then we go. I would change it all practice just so we would never get truly comfortable with going with just one snap count. And then you keep the defense, you know, on their heels, and they can't, you know, play to their hand that they want to. So right now the communication's definitely got to get better, and you know, we can't have these penalties that kill us, and especially the ones that we're killing ourselves on.
Yes, sir. One other quick question. Have you had to pick up the tab for the offensive line at a restaurant yet?
No, not up here. I'm taking the QBs out to dinner soon. I can't remember exactly. The two older guys will remind me, but no, that's right now that's Andy's job, taking those big guys out to eat.
I heard that. Hey, roll tide, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Red. We appreciate it. 205-342-9904. We've got one line available right now if you want to jump in with a question with A.J. McCarron. A.J., let me go back to that offensive line for a question a couple of minutes. And I think it's fair for us to brag on Cam Robinson for a couple of minutes. A left tackle, you replace your left tackle with a true freshman. Cam Robinson has really played well at that position, protecting that blind side on the quarterback. And it's not easy to do as a left tackle, and especially not as a freshman.
Right, it's definitely not. You know, we've had some, he's got big shoes still, with all the great left tackles we've had come out of there the past couple years. So Cam's doing an excellent job right now, and as the season goes on, he's just going to keep getting better and better, which is good for us and not so good for opposing teams. So as long as he stays on the right track and keeps his head, clean and his head on his shoulders and doesn't, get in any issues throughout his career off the field, he's going to be fine. He's going to probably be one of the top picks eventually when he comes out.
AJ McCarron right now with us. It's presented by Buffalo Rock and also Buddy's Food Mart, locally owned here in West Alabama. AJ, what's it like after a loss on the practice field with Nick Saban?
I don't think it's any worse. I think you got to come to work, so you better be ready for it. But we hardly ever lost. The couple times we did lose, it's I don't think it's that much of a change. I think if anything, he's going to hit on the basics and the details a little bit more, and try to get you to key in on all the basic stuff that you need to do to win. And that's something they got to get back to. They got to get back to playing Alabama football. And it's just one of those things. That's the game of football. The ball bounces that way sometimes, and it's going to happen. So hopefully they can get back on the right track and have a good win this weekend, though.
Let's go back to the telephones, 205-342-9904. We've got one line available. Katie, you're up next with A.J. McCarron.
Yes?
Katie, go ahead if you have a question for A.J. McCarron.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, can I have your baby?
Oh, come on. All right. A.J., I apologize. Wow.
That's funny.
I tell you what, let's break here. And we'll take more phone calls. I think that'll be a great breaking point here.